What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Y'all already know who it is. It's your girl, That Chick Angel, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, because I'm married to this gorgeous-ass man beside me. Also, a.k.a. Angel Akita Moore, because that is my television and film name, because your girl be on the screen acting. Tell them who you are.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. I'm the other host of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument, family. We greatly appreciate you tuning in. Okay, this is a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about anything. We feel like it. We've been doing it for 10 years.
We have.
Over 10 years.
We have.
Yeah.
And who's in the building with us?
We always got our media family in the building. That's our Patreon, all right? We film with them live. We talk to them before we start recording. Once we press stop, we still talking to them. We talk to them during the episode, all right? You can be a part of that media family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel. Sign up for the lower $5 a month and get in on all the goodness. They get all the early releases. They know about all the stuff that everybody else don't know about because they just that, the media family.
Real quick before I go into the rest of the housekeeping things before we start. Your muscles so big you can't get your shirt over it.
These I see this. This is one of them shirts.
It don't need to be down no longer. No, it doesn't. Show off your biceps.
It's one of them shirts. You know, these white shirts, they just be shrinking up after you wash them a little
Leave them that way, because you pulling it down off your arm is like when dudes that are a little bit chubby be trying to pull their shirt down more in the front. It's okay.
Girl, go on with the podcast.
It's okay. High five. If you want to see the podcast, you can tune in on That Chick Angel TV on the YouTube. Also, if you didn't know, we are on tour. We've already done our first three cities, Atlanta, Chicago, and LA, showed up and showed the hell out. And the audience vibe, like me and Marcus were not sure, right? We really weren't sure if our show was really giving the juice that we thought it was giving.
Right.
I'm now convinced it is. So if you are looking for either a good date night or a good girls night out, or even if you're by yourself, you're going to have a good time. One, you're also going to be talking to people you don't know if you're there by yourself, because they going to be like, who do that?
There was full out conversation. I said, oh, these people is into this.
Yes, yes. So especially if you got a dude that's an introvert that don't really like to be going to much stuff and is like, what is it that you're into? Our show is a great introduction to the world of stuff that you like, and your man won't be bored. He won't think it's some old wax stuff. He gonna actually have a really good time. So make sure you check out my Linktree at Linktree/thatchickangel. It's spelled LINKTR.EE. So remember, there's a dot after that R /thatchickangel. And
it's in get my bio too.
It's in Marcus's bio, it's in my bio. You can definitely come see us in Washington, D.C. on June the 24th, or the day before that, we'll be in Philadelphia on June 23rd, where there's still several tickets left. Yeah. So please come on out and see us. We know it's a Monday or Tuesday, but it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also have a sponsor today, Hungry Root. Hungry Root has been an amazing sponsor of ours for a very long time. We'll tell you more about them later on the show, just in case you haven't heard about them. But listen, summertime is coming up and you might really not want to do a bunch of cooking. As far as in thinking about what you're cooking, Hungry Root is the perfect solution for that. So stay tuned when we tell you more about it. How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing good. I got to get my sleeping schedule back on. I'm feeling a little tired, but for the most part, I'm doing good.
Go ahead.
No.
I just wanted to point out real quick, Portia, who went to both tours, says this tour was even better.
I saw that.
Yeah. Thank you, Portia.
This tour is even better.
Thank you, first of all, for coming to our shows.
We really appreciate it.
But go ahead, baby. You're feeling good?
One project I got to get done is I got to put up these spikes for the coyotes.
You ready? I saw a baby coyote.
Down the street or something?
Uh-huh. And it stopped and it looked at me on the other side of the fence.
Oh, they all get the smoke from me.
But I didn't have anything to throw at it. I was in my car.
I'll pull over. I'll chuck my knife at them. But no, so I got these spikes that you can put, like they use them like for the top of fences to like keep bears, like the school had that, then bears would have never had to been able to get over. They put them on top of fences. They keep bears and coyotes, dogs, humans, anybody. Unless you like lay something thick, like a thick blanket or rubber over it, you ain't gonna. These spikes is like 4 to 6 inches tall. They real jagged. They meant to mangle and hurt if you run into them.
Right.
But I'm not putting them vertical. I'm putting them horizontal, flat on the fence, because that's where they be running up to our backyard.
Yeah.
Them and Castle be battling. But I'm like, at least that'll keep a little bit of distance.
And I asked you the question. So the gardeners, the HOA gardeners, don't ever get that close to our fence, or do they?
Oh, they do. They walk down that fence line, but I'll put a little sign.
Okay.
Tell them, hey, beware of these.
Okay.
They don't always do. Some of them choose to walk close, but a lot of them, they personally walk a little, put some distance between them, because Castle be trying to
absolutely kill them. So that should keep everybody safe. Castle's out there when they're there. We should be good. excuse me, to be clearing my throat.
How you doing?
Thank you. Why does it always feel like you barely remember to?
Because you never need that question. You usually just start in normal life. You usually just start talking, and you talk. So I'm just like, I ain't got to ask you. You're going to tell us how you doing. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Glad that those first three shows are down. Thoroughly enjoyed them. But, you know, there's the pressure of wanting a good show, wanting to sell tickets. You know, this is not just for my enjoyment. This is supposed to be a way, avenue for us to make money.
Yeah, we're not trying to come out, have spent money, or just trying to break even.
Right, correct. And so there's always the anxiousness of that, but I'm glad that's over. I have, obviously, because it's my life, a couple of other large projects that are about to be off my plate. So I'm excited about that.
Angel's plate is a conveyor belt.
It is.
Constantly getting loaded it on is. The other end from her.
Well, because like once I get through teen conference, which is going to be a blast, all I got to do is get us there. After that, it's about waking up the kids and them knowing what they're supposed to wear. Wake them up, put on your clothes. Wake them up, put on your clothes.
You know what your conveyor belt looked like?
What?
It looked like you playing basketball with it the way you was with old girl, and you at one end dumping shit on the conveyor belt and the rim running at the other end to finish the shit.
Correct.
Before it fall off. That's Angel Khan. Ha! Throw it on her. Ha!
Shut up!
Ha! Ha!
And then obviously the other big thing is my Delta chapter's retreat. So once I get both of those off, I really will be able to focus on getting my 45 minutes of stand-up written and my one-woman show written simultaneously, because a lot of the stand-up should be inside of the one-woman show. So that will be pretty amazing for me. If I'm able to do both of those at the same time, one, both of these things are lucrative or like money-making, and that'll be that'll make me really happy. But I do agree with you. Marcus made a joke when we were in the car as we were talking to our good friend Marquita. He was like, you know how wealthy we could be if you weren't donating all your time to these damn organizations.
Time, cause she'd be like, you know, I'm expensive. You can't just get me. Angel's cheap as hell because she donates most of her time. She is just
community service
away.
Is important to me,
it's
but
the
I
most important almost.
Well, giving back, I do feel like, put
you've
it like
given
this
a lot more than you've gotten.
Hey, listen. I do feel like there is something about the energy I am putting out in the world, and I think we are receiving it back. However, I understand your point of we want some of the energy to be monetizable energy.
Yeah.
In that the energy we get back is in the forms of dollars and cents.
And you know, with the wealthy dude, they put dollars into, so for other people to give the energy.
I want to be a philanthropist as well.
You can if you focus.
Listen.
On the other shit.
But this is the thing that I said to him. I said, well, Marcus, you're not doing any of this volunteerism, so why aren't you making us wealthy?
Because I ain't got that kind of drive.
I ain't got
that kind of drive.
So are you going to?
You know how many things I'm trying to get done right now? 11, 12 of them.
So I was about to say, well, you know what? If you were doing the volunteerism, I wouldn't feel like doing.
Kiss my ass.
See?
Because the thing is, it ain't just volunteerism. It's, let me tell you what these fools did today.
Yeah, work. Listen. No, but I
can't believe these fools did this.
Listen. I'm not saying you got to volunteer. No. Out. you.
I am volunteering. I'm helping out with the damn. Ebony done called me to do that shit. I done built the damn thing. I done put the stuff together. I'll be volunteering.
Listen, though, you're not listening to me.
The movie set.
That wasn't a nonprofit.
It was volunteering.
If you're gonna listen.
Listen.
Speaking of which, I told you that Lauren from the movie set or the show set, she texted me the other day and was like, "I'm so sorry for the loss of Lottie Dottie." I said,
That's how buried she is.
No, she had just seen the video and thought that it was current. I said, Lauren, that dog been gone for 2 years.
No, but I'm saying she buried with stuff too. Like,
yeah, I said she was murdered two years ago. She was like, oh my God, I am so sorry.
You'd have been like, it's resurfaced.
No, I mean, the thing is, she wrote such a beautiful post to me. She was just like, I hope God is wrapping you in his love. My heart is with you today. I mean, it can be with me, but I can tell you right now.
The grass that dog's corpse fertilized is now dead.
Yes, absolutely. Jesus. But anyways, again, I am excited to possibly be able to have these two big things that are non-profit that do not have to do with us making money. They're going to be off my plate in June, and I can fully focus on the things that do make us money. And that does excite me. I'm also really in a good mood because my people, and I'm putting it that way, my people showed up for us. Mm-hmm. Heavy on Friday. We had our show in LA, and while it definitely wasn't the type of turnout that we wanted it to be, but me and Marcus can admit we did a horrible job of advertising this year. I just couldn't wrap my mind. Like, I had all these ideas.
We definitely slacked off.
Yeah, it's that you're like, we should have did it. The difference between the last tour and this tour is that I was working with Bree. Right now I'm on hiatus from working with Bree because not as much money is coming in. So I'm always having to like make sure I'm not spending more than what we have coming in. So we had constant content drip. And so it was easy to advertise on the back of that. So that room outside of a very small percentage was filled with people that I know personally. So these organizations that he picks on that I'm a part of were the ones that filled the room. Jack and Jill, Delta, Mocha, the school that our kids go to, the woman that volunteer at the school, that's what that room was filled with.
Now, ain't nothing wrong with being part of these organizations. It's the amount of shit that you take on within these organizations.
No, I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that. But I will say the reason why they showed up so heavy, though, for me is because they see how hard I go within these organizations to make the organizations better for everybody. And that's real. Because I can tell you right now, the people who ain't doing much, if they had something, then people ain't going to show up like that. They're going to be like, girl, you lazy around us. We not about to... This is not giving me an out. I know I need to.
Ain't no method to this damn madness. It's just madness. Get out of here.
But did they not show up?
They didn't show up.
Yeah. So I was just like, especially, let me tell you, Jack and Jill has showed up for this trip. A whole in Chicago, Miles City chapter, I think that's what the chapter name is, Miles City. Like miles and kilometers and miles. The whole e-board showed up. And in L.A., the goddamn regional director showed up. I said, now listen here. Thank you. And
thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah. I said, now listen here. I'm appreciative. But yeah, I'm so happy about the show. Let me high five you. One of the things that makes me so happy about the show and that we'll get to in my feelings is how many people, actually, let's put it in my feelings. I find myself spending way too much time trying to figure out what I'm going to eat every week. And it is the most annoying thing. But because of Hungry Root, it has made my life so much easier, taking one of my stressors off of my plate and off of my mind. Okay, so Hungry Root is amazing for a couple of things. One, I feel like their recipes are things that I don't ever think to cook. Like, there are certain ingredients that I don't ever think to use that Hungry Root brings into my household, especially when it comes to fresh produce. I like Hungry Root because I know my children are getting fresh vegetables, right? They are getting stuff from the earth, and I'm able to give them such an amazing, amazing meal. I feel like that's a part of one of the health goals that I have for my kids, is just making sure they're getting the type of food, the type of fiber, the type of like nutritional value that only like fresh fruits and vegetables give you. So what Hungry Root does is that it plans your meals and your groceries for the week, and then it fills up your like shopping cart and does the delivering and everything to your door for you to be able to eat healthy every single day. It takes in consideration your health goals, your dietary preferences, and your budget so that you're getting custom delivery each week. Also, it learns your taste and your dietary needs, and it tailors your deliveries accordingly, right? So if you are like, I don't want no gluten, I don't want no dairy, it'll stay on your block list. They offer over 50,000 chef-crafted recipes that are typically done in 15 minutes or less. They have over 1,000 grocery items. You can get smoothies, snacks, sweets, solid kits, ready-to-eat meals, supplements. I'm telling you, they have all the things that fit your taste and your nutritional goals. And they have very high standards when it comes to their food, okay? They screen out over 200 additives. So you don't have to worry about the high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, or preservatives. They source only high quality ingredients when it comes to their meats and their seafood. So you ain't got to worry about them hormones or antibiotics. They do a lot of organic produce and non-GMO options. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order. Plus, get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue and use code ARGUE. That's hungryroot.com/argue, code ARGUE, to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Thank you, Hungry Root, for sponsoring today's podcast. For sponsoring today's episode. Lord, let's get back to the show. Let's move on to In My Feelings, which is our oldest segment on this show, where we talk about what's got us feeling some type of way. Mm-hmm. What's got us feeling good? What's got you feeling some type of way, boo-boo?
Hell, I ain't got nothing feeling me no type of way. I want to get my eating back in order. It's a few things like here and there, but it ain't nothing. You threw that on me, and I ain't got nothing that's got me.
Well, talk about your eating then. You said,
of course, being on tour, I could have done better eating. I could have definitely tried harder to eat things that I usually in my weekly regimen. I was like, I didn't even try. So I just ate whatever. So I got to get back on it today, because all weekend I continued to eat that way.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's that. I ain't feeling no, I mean, it is what it is. Can't wait to get back into working out again this week. Of course, took last week off because we was moving and grooving. I'm glad y'all could hear me. That was not plugged in. And that's about it. I still see people, protecting these monsters in the comments. I went and clapped back at a few. I think I clapped back at all of them.
Oh, my God.
From last week. No, it disgusts me, but it is what it is.
I know, then just erase the comment.
No, I'm keeping all it up. They idiots. But, yeah, that's about it. What's got you feeling some type of way?
What's got me feeling some type of way is the amount of clothes on my bed. The way I had to sleep last night in our bed so I could sleep with my husband was insane.
It was.
In freaking sane.
Normally it would piss me off, but I was like, she's making an effort to sleep in bed with me.
And I know
so I ain't even gonna say
right.
Nothing.
My baby was like, you ain't sleeping in bed with me again. I was like, do you not see all these clothes?
Because I was like, ain't no way.
I got in there though. And I padded for you to come on lay behind me. And I did.
That's probably why I'm so tired. Because I was like, I am tired as hell right now.
So that's got me feeling some type of way. Just feeling like it's never ending. Just
the amount of clothes this woman has is criminal.
It is.
It. I mean, you beyond your weight. You've seen like celebrities that have like two-story closets. I guarantee you Angel has more clothes than these people.
And they're not cute enough for me to have so many, but I am wearing them, as we could tell by all the dirty clothes and clean clothes I have that aren't put up.
I can't go. Angel can go a long time without doing laundry. She can go about a month without doing laundry and be fine, continue to wear stuff. If I go more than a week and a half, I'm going to run out of drawers.
Well, I also don't wear panties a lot. So.
Well, still, that's one thing. I'm going to run out of socks.
I also don't wear socks a lot. You know, I'll be wearing.
That's the thing. I got to re-up. Every week, I got to do my laundry. That's another thing. Just real quick, that's what's on my mind. Nike socks are trash as hell.
Jesus.
I had some Puma socks. I get black socks, white socks. Puma, they came in a pack. And this is when, you know, no-show socks was still in. So, I didn't need nothing. I could just wear it. It didn't matter what brand they was because you couldn't see the logo no way. And I had a whole bunch of Puma. I had one pair of Puma's shoes. Everything else is Nike. So now that the no-show looks weird because people don't wear them no more, I said, I got to start wearing my socks up. Mm. I was like, you know what? Most of my shoes are Nike. I just get Nike socks. Now, them Puma socks I had for probably, since I was working my 9-to-5,
uh-huh.
I had the same 12 pair of black socks for probably 6 or 7 years. And they finally, that's the only reason they finally started to get holes in them. And these are socks that's getting washed, worn and washed every week. I mean, I've walked literally miles a day in these socks, in my boots and shoes, nonstop. Late last year, I said, you know what, let me switch up. I tell you, we was at the pool party, Welcome Back to L.A. party that we went to at the celebrity's house. And that's when I was sitting there looking. I said, oh, so everybody's socks be showing now. And then I caught a glimpse of them. I was like, yeah, this does look weird now that I look at it.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, let me get some calf high socks now. So I said, let me do Nike. Went and got these socks. These socks haven't lasted maybe 4 months. And they all got holes in them already.
Damn.
Like at the heel. I said, Nike should be ashamed.
They said we ain't got it. We ain't got enough fabric to cover up them heels. What's got you feeling good?
Y'all, the tour's got me feeling good. It really does. It's got me feeling some type of way, but it also has me feeling good. Getting out there, meeting y'all, being in the room with the people, getting the energy. It's not going as good as we thought when we planned.
What do you mean? Be explicit.
When we first thought about going on the tour, it was just like, okay, yeah, we could do this again, do that again, not thinking about the days of the week that we're going to be.
So when you say not as good, you mean in attendance?
Yes, in attendance.
That's why I said.
Yeah, I'm sorry. In attendance. Days of the week as well as economy. Look, people's hurting right now. You know, everybody ain't just going out to see shows. We've even heard comedians, you know, talk about how they've had to cancel shows that's always touring. But at the same time, it's going great. We having fun during the tour. We talked about that last week. We both having fun. And I'm enjoying it. I am. Travel ain't nearly as bad. What's got you feeling good?
I love that people are realizing how funny you are, which is hilarious to me. Excuse me. It's very funny. But I guess because Marcus don't really talk to folk, people don't realize. Brisha was like, Marcus did a whole 10-minute set again at the top of
the show.
She was like, he did physical act outs. I was like, yeah, he's funny. I was like, that's a part of the reason why I got with him. I couldn't listen. I can't always be the funny person in a relationship. So I'm glad that I got me a man that also has a comedic bone in him. So that has me feeling good because it trips me out every time I hear somebody say, and Marcus is so funny. I'm like, yes.
I actually wrote like a 10-minute set.
You did?
I did.
You gonna go do it at an open mic? So why did you write it
I thought of something. I said, oh my God, that is so clever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I've never heard it from this angle. And then I just kept building on top of that. And then I thought of something else and built on top. I think it was like three quick like
mm-hmm.
things. Well, I had it memorized and did I write it down?
Well, then why don't you use it in content?
I might.
Over here talking about me and my energy at nonprofits.
That wasn't nothing. I was in the middle of doing other stuff and just thought of these things.
So what? That is energy that can be monetized.
No, you can't come over here with that bullshit.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Because Marcus has got 50 million non-monetized ideas.
Oh, that's what made me mad, too.
Anyways, I'm still talking about what's got me feeling good. Derailing it for the third time. What's got me feeling good is working with my godson. So my oldest godson, Gary, is on tour with us. And, he's never done anything like this as far as in traveling. What's crazy is I have to remind myself that the way our children live, as far as in being connected to technology, they've been on planes multiple times in their life.
Yeah.
They
grew up traveling.
Is not how everybody else lives. Even you, Marcus's first time flying was to come see me, and he was in his 20s. Mm-hmm. So
we just drove everywhere.
So
my parents wasn't flying us.
And the same thing. They had a singular computer in that house. And when I first started dating him, it was an outdated computer.
We didn't use that damn computer.
I know, but I'm saying it was.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's how outdated it was. Like, that was in the base. Like,
and then
I used the computers at school and everywhere else.
And then eventually, while we were together, his dad got a singular laptop. Meanwhile, in my family,
desktop.
It was a desktop?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm seeing that big ass.
I'm trying to remember.
Thing in the corner.
Whereas in my family, we were one of the first families to have, in my like community group, to have internet at the house and have a computer that we would go on to the internet. I played games on the computer before a lot of people had at home computers. So my guy, baby Gary, while his family wasn't as like not connected to like computers and technology as Marcus's family might have been growing up, and obviously Marcus is a lot older than him, I realized quickly, I was like, oh, but like computers and things like that are not important in his everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
So just being like, okay, gotta make sure you know how to do this, gotta make sure you know how to do that. So I love being able to expose him to things that wouldn't necessarily end up being a part of his world. And I'm not talking about computers in this sense. I'm just talking about touring and things of that nature, as well as because Gary is a musical theater kid as well. Like having conversations with him about, things that he might want to do. He does musical theater and as well as culinary. So he might go down the path of doing culinary arts and deciding.
Oh, does he? I didn't know he did culinary.
Yeah, that's his like normal 9 to 5 is at a bakery coffee shop where he actually cooks. So whether or not he's going to go down the culinary road or whether or not he's going to go down the musical theater road. Well, I got that part on lock. So I was just giving him, I was like, if you decide to do this, these are some of the things, yada, yada, yada. We were listening to the soundtrack of Hell's Kitchen. And the way he said, "Now, oh yeah, they would have kicked me out." He said, "The way I would have stood up." So it's just great that I'm getting to spend that time with him, because I've lived out of the state of Kentucky his entire life. I was there when he was born. I was there for the first 3 months of his life, like to be around because I was back home. But like I've been gone, so it was just nice to be with my little god baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anywho.
Poor thing, I just like his mama. Lord, and if y'all knew his mama, you'd be like, no, he don't. Yeah, he do.
It's so great. Jesus. And so I told Nina that. I said,
yeah, this is like having Nina right here with us. And
I told Nina, I said, Marcus, at every turn, is like, God dang, you act like your mama. Nina was like, I don't know how to feel about it. I said,
yeah, feel that way. Feel that way right there.
I said, oh, Trey was so funny. When I was dropping him off at the airport, he had to get his luggage out the bag. And I said, just press the button. And he's feeling underneath. I was like, no, press the emblem. And he pressed it lightly at first. I said, no, press it. He pressed it. He said, oh, y'all got money. I said, because the button is the emblem.
You just see how shocked he was when I opened the glass on mine, because I didn't want the stuff to fall out. So he couldn't figure out how to open it. So I went to this side and opened it. He's like, oh. So then I'm sitting there and I had to push stuff so it wouldn't fall out the big door. So I closed the glass and then pressed the other one. And he said, well. It's like, what do you think happened back here?
Well. But yeah, hopefully he'll be with us those last two tour dates. I let him know before. I said, listen, now we're going to look at how these ticket sales go, baby. If they go well, then we got you. I said, if they don't, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, okay? Ticket prices so high to travel.
Oh, my gosh.
Lord help us. So what are you looking forward to this summer? We are here. The kids are out of school. This is usually our time to shine. This summer feels real different. So I don't know what's about to happen. Yeah. So what you feeling this summer?
I'm feeling we need to set our asses down. We need to set our asses down around the fire, the propane fire in the backyard. Uh-huh. Not go nowhere. I don't know. We got a few things. Well, the boys, they supposed to be going to Kentucky. It's crazy. I took the boys, I took the three youngest, on a bike ride, and we rode to a park yesterday, and they were so disappointed when it was time. Cause I was thinking that would like tire them out, like playing on the playground.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, y'all, it's getting dark. We got to go. They were like, oh, I'm like, y'all, we still got to ride back. Like, this ain't no car ride back. And I took Castle with me because I had him out there doing training drills and stuff in the park off leash. And I was just like, this is the type of stuff that they, because there was their first time riding to that park, so they were confused. Yeah. They were like, wait, is this not, I said, yeah, this is the park y'all used to go to. They was like, oh, but that looks, it should look familiar, y'all, because y'all used to go to this park. After that, feels like we've been on this playground.
Yeah. You have. Shut
up. No, I'm looking. I don't know what this summer beholds. It's weird. I'm not sure. Because we say every year we're not doing all the traveling, and then we end up doing a bunch of traveling. But
this year feels like the traveling is not
traveling. No.
No, if the years before, it's work that's the reason why we've added travel. Yeah. I don't see the work, so I feel like we'll be right here.
Yeah, we'd be right here. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what to expect. I feel like on one hand, a little more, less things, of course, because we didn't have to pick up and drop off as much as we did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It feels kind of fuzzy, like the summer when I look at the.
How much time do you think we're going to spend in Kentucky? Because we got to take the kids.
I don't see us spending that much time in Kentucky.
You like, yeah,
no, I don't know. The car. I'm not sure. I definitely like a few days drop off and pick up a day, you know, 2-3 days.
So you're about to hear us plan this out real quick. So what I'm trying to figure out is if we're going to take them before my birthday or after my birthday. If we take them after my birthday, like directly after my birthday, then we might as well stay until you go to New York and little Marcus goes to Atlanta.
I was going to say, or take them closer to that date.
Well, I know Marcus wants to spend some time in Kentucky because he's going to work with.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I'm like, we might actually get to spend maybe a week in Kentucky. The only thing we have to figure out is what?
Moving around, moving and grooving, traveling.
Castle.
Oh, yeah, so that was my first thing. I was like, well, who's going to watch him?
Are you going to take him back to the...
No, he didn't do well there. Not that, like, they had trouble. It was just when I picked him up, like, he was way off.
Dang.
Yeah, I'd rather just have somebody figure out who or multiple people that could stop by the house. Because he only needs to be fed once a day. His water is good. Actually, by the if we gone that long, we're going to need somebody to refill the water at some point. But his water thing usually lasts like a week because it's a 5-gallon thing and it just automatically refills.
Well, you better talk to Kennedy. See if she's in town.
Talk to her. Yeah.
That's really
all. I was going to say all the sisters, but nah, I don't.
That's not. No, she's literally the only option in the world right now. Dang. So some of the
things. There's people that'll do that, but I'd rather be somebody we know. That problem is if it's somebody that we don't already know that he, regardless, I got to do the warm up thing with him of get to know this person so you ain't trying to protect the house from them when they come over.
I wonder why none of our big dogs seem to do well at any of these places.
I don't know.
Because it's simple.
Well, she ain't been to none.
She would do fine.
All right. You don't know that for sure.
What I do know is that I've had other little dogs go to different places and they've done fine. Callie did fine. Lottie did fine. And I'm almost certain Lala would too.
Yeah. Well, for one, my big dogs are, they're not friendly to people like that on purpose. X would have done fine anywhere. We know that because we've had strangers pick him up when he got loose. And we show up and he's just having the time of his life. X is our pit bull. But no, these Corsos, they not just.
What about the dude at the church?
He apparently, I had Richard reach out to him because he wanted to reach out to him for training. He's stupid expensive.
Oh.
Expensive as in, you don't want to stay in business, do you?
Or he's like, I want to be in business with certain type of people.
Well, yeah, that's true too. I'm going to reach out to Richard to make sure that was his prices, but it was like.
Was it ridiculous. For training? Was Richard looking for training?
I think it was boarding and training.
Okay,
maybe
yeah.
If it's just boarding, yeah.
I'll yeah, see. It's probably
cheaper. But if it's boarding and training, if he's charging the price that Richard told me, the boarding is even going to be stupid.
Jesus.
I can reach out to him.
Yeah, and where you're planning the anniversary trip, so where.
We are. We're planning the next 2 years together because the one for this year was supposedly already set and there's not set. Remember, why? I was like, we need to send, I don't have the information for this. Like, what do we do? What do we do? Like, you need to send the stuff, send it to me. And send, you was like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it. And then it's like, oh, well, it's too late for that.
I mean, we can see. They might say, actually.
Like, no, it's next saying, month.
Yeah, they might be like, there's a cancellation.
So anyway.
Anyway, what?
Otherwise, I would have already had something. Plan. You already know. I know this one. I be on top of it, so don't even do that. How you feeling about this summer? Lying ass.
I'm not lying. I'm over here looking for the thing to see if we can get a trip.
You should have been looking for it when I was asking months ago,
Marcus.
And don't say I wasn't.
I didn't
look.
Say, I didn't say you weren't. I didn't say you weren't. Anyways. Oh, somebody wanted to host us. Wait a second. Oh, this was years ago. Oh, well, I guess I never guess I never emailed back. Anyways, this summer feels weird. Like, I'm not even going to lie. It feels weird. Summer's where I usually work the most, and it's been very quiet. And, I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. It's just like, okay, well, here we are. But I do feel like we are going to have a good summer. I feel like maybe I can get my life together. I don't know, though. I feel like sometimes I just want to burn my room, like metaphorically. Okay, God, don't take that seriously. Metaphorically, I just sometimes feel like just burn it because it's just not going to come together.
Y'all, the clothes, oh my God.
Whew. Say it.
It's just so much. There's so many clothes. It's awful. I don't even know. See where these clothes are supposed to go.
Okay, you're now finally getting the issue.
So get rid of most of it.
Why are you talking to me so aggressively?
I'm not. I'm talking about the situation aggressively.
But you're talking to me.
Because you, all right. This is what this does to me.
It does a lot to me. It actually makes me sad. You see how that sadness isn't like dominating over you?
Yeah, you feel very sad right now, and I don't like it. We got a podcast to do.
I know. I'm trying to find it. I was trying to find the South Africa tickets.
You should have found that months ago. Come on, let's finish this.
You can talk.
I've been talking.
Who else?
I said, how's the summer feel?
And I told you.
You said, I don't know. It just feels this way. Let me look for these tickets.
After you get clowned because you don't have the tickets. So I don't understand.
Let's move forward with something else.
Is it that you want to know where the tickets are? Is it not?
I want it. No, not now. It's too late.
And watch me forget again.
You will.
See? What? That's why I'm doing it now, because I'll forget again. We need to get our diagnosis and get on drugs.
No.
What, you don't want no prescription?
No.
You just like not having no drive and having ideas and no drive.
I said I don't have that kind of drive that you be having.
Okay, well.
The reason I elevated so far in my careers is because of my drive.
Okay, well now we're in this career. This is a
completely different career.
Okay, so if a drug would help you.
Ain't no drug going to help me.
You don't know that.
You right, but I ain't taking no drug.
He's one of them crunchy people.
You know about crunchy?
He's crunchy. What if it did? What if they were like, oh yeah, this will get you so laser focused. Mm-hmm. Every single thing you wanted to do, done. Money rolling in.
6 years later. Well, chemo should go pretty well. We didn't know the side effects of this drug back then.
These are not new drugs. These drugs is older than you.
Oh, been around for so long. Still got side effects of that bullshit.
But I'm saying they would know the side effects by that time. Mm-hmm. By this time. And you'll be good and dead in 50 years.
I'm Gucci. You go take the drugs and do all the things. I'm good.
I said us together.
No. There ain't going to be no us.
So if your doctor was like.
Angel hasn't hired an organizer before. They didn't focus on her closet, though. They should have.
No, my closet has been organized before by the stylist.
Oh, yeah. That was the first person that finally went through and just like, get rid of this. Get rid of that. Ain't nobody wearing this no more.
That's actually not how she did it. She was really like, you actually have great pieces. She was like, we're just going to get rid of some of the things that if you can't fit it, we'll get rid of blah, blah, blah. The problem is I can fit just about everything in my closet. So if I lost weight, I could probably get rid of a bunch of stuff easily. Be like, oh my God, this is so big. I can't fit it. But I can fit everything because I buy clothes my size, not sizes that I wish I was. It's just a lot. It's a lot.
I know. I've seen.
You don't get it, though. You don't.
I don't.
And if you could, I think you would have so much pity.
Excuse me. Y'all know my rule on here. I've said it many times. If I didn't touch it last year, I will throw it away. I have no problem getting rid of nothing.
I love that you...
Outside of tools, throw it away. I go home right now. There's some shirts I got in my drawers right now. I can throw them away. It's been 2-3 years since I wore them shirts.
Well, look at you. Winner, winner, and chicken dinner.
I ain't got no clothes.
I know. You constantly having to buy new clothes.
No, I'm not.
I feel like you're always like...
I bought summer clothes... like shorts and stuff for the first time in like 3 years. If y'all go back and look at the vlogs, y'all can see the past three vacations we've been on, I got on the same damn outfits and I don't care.
You do sometimes care. You be like, I can't wear this. I done wore this 50 million times.
Because I have.
But you be caring. You said you don't.
Then I'll just wear the next one. It's like...
Anywho, well... I hope you all have thoroughly enjoyed us today. We are so excited to be able to continue this tour. And we really appreciate everybody who's come out. We've had a great time meeting our Patreon members. Apologies to Sky again in LA.
Oh, yeah, Sky. We were supposed to bring you up on stage.
And there was just confusion in our discussion. Because I told Marcus that the only person you got to worry about is Sky. But then somehow we added an extra.
We added somebody else.
An extra
and
person. It
was like, oh, this, this, and this. And yeah, I was thinking she was bringing you up for hers. And then, of course, by the time we up there, the things are just flowing. But yeah, our apologies, Sky. It was still a pleasure meeting you.
And yeah, Dr. Hardy.
Dr. Hardy.
We just met some amazing, very much so amazing people. That is truly really the biggest reason why I was willing to do this tour again, because I don't get to see y'all. And I wanted to see y'all. I was like, that makes it good for me. But anyways, make sure you all rate us on Apple Podcasts. We haven't asked y'all to do that in a long time. No. Share it with folk. We're going to get our lives together at the end of this summer. Hopefully Patreon will do an activity sometime here soon. Is that it? I think it's it. Buy tickets. Come see us on tour.
Yeah. All right, fam.
Talk to you later.
Holla, y'all.
Bye.